This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Josh.
Lur. 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 Lur.
Survivor 41 is over, but we are just getting started.
Yeah.
Talking Survivor 41 with Josh Wiggler on the Wiggle Room / the Wand Off.
Oh my God. Rob, it just made me so happy to hear a classic Rob Sesternino post-show recaps intro. What a beautiful thing.
Mm. Yes, so nice to have you here with us one more time in Season 41.
One more time.
Yep.
Drop
remember
the
that?
40 and keep the wand. Yeah.
Keep the
all
wand
right.
off. Yeah. Drop the 40. Keep the wand
that
off.
That was a micro wand off, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do them on the fly. That's what's fun about them.
Yep. You could do micro wand offs and send them to us on Twitter, whatever. You'll be familiar with what a micro wand off is here by the end of this hour.
Yeah.
Here as we celebrate season 41. Of Survivor here with Josh Wiggler, who's been so busy over at Host Show Recaps, just coming off of a season of Succession.
Yes,
Josh, I'm a few days behind, but I just want to tell you how much I very much enjoyed your deep dive into Succession season 3 with Antonio Mazzara.
Oh my God, we had a very fun time on that podcast. We're still going. We have a couple of other things that we're still doing in the Succession trenches, but the whole finale week was a blast, and getting Antonio to finally weigh in was
yes.
great. Did you get to Doug in Roy?
Yes, yeah, F on,
yeah.
So that was so great. I mean,
did you like the season? Were you happy with the finale?
I mean, I'd not be happy with the finale.
Yeah,
they stuck the landing,
yeah.
For sure.
It was
but
fun.
You know, I was so pumped up to listen to Antonio on the podcast, and you know, I hope anybody out there is as excited to hear us here today as I am excited to hear Antonio on any podcast.
That's great. It's always a pleasure. He and I may or may not have a couple of things brewing in the hopper that people will be excited about over at PSR. So good mm-hmm. stuff. Good stuff over there. I think people are excited. I'm very excited to be here. It's the holiday season, Rob. Yep. It can be a little lonely. So to get to spend it with my family.
I miss my mother.
I miss my mother. I do. Many people out there do. But I miss my wand-off brother from another mother,
mm-hmm.
Rob, yeah. as well as Casey. So,
well, I think we're going to have a lot of fun
here
tonight.
It's going to be
great. Doing the Survivor 41 wand-off. Josh, what's been new with you before we talk Survivor?
Oh my gosh, what's been new with me since before we talk Survivor? It's been a lot of the Succession stuff, as you just mentioned, over at PSR. We've got a lot going on over on the podcast side of things. Over the last 2 years, I have been 2.5 now. I've been doing the weekly Lost podcast with Mike Bloom, Down the Hatch. And we've never skipped a week. If we have, not unannounced, we had bonus shows along the way, but we have finally reached the series mm-hmm. finale of Lost, and we are literally, we've paused down in the middle of recording the episode, the series finale recap. It's so big that we had to plot out 2 blocks of recording. So the wand off happens in between recording the Down the Hatch Lost series finale.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had you guess how long you think the first half of the podcast is, and you were wrong. Mm-hmm. when you guessed 3 hours, I said go yeah. higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really in the middle of it. We're going for the post-show recaps podcast record, I think, right now. which yeah, I think what is currently...
Do you know what the record is?
I'm not sure 100%. I think it's got to be the season one finale of Lost, which was 5 hours long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is definitely going above that.
You guys really love Lost.
We really liked the show. We liked it a lot, and we didn't love the final season as we're coming to the end of the final season. We had things that we loved.
I mean, I've heard that take before.
Yeah, popular take, but we're loving the finale, and the podcast has been great. Mike actually did an all-time, one of my all-time favorite things that I've ever heard happened on this podcast, this part one of the podcast with Mike today. I'd love to tell you about it.
Yeah. Josh, did you bring a clip?
I did. I did bring a clip. And the clip I brought is something that Mike surprised me with. This is a Down the Hatch podcast spoiler, if you're a Down the Hatch fan. This is a Wiggle Room exclusive. This is a thing that Mike did for Down the Hatch. So if you're a Down the Hatch fan, either this is exciting to you or you want to experience it first on the podcast. Either way, this happened today. So there's some very, very, very light Lost spoilers. I think if you don't know anything about Lost, and if I don't give you too much context, then you're probably going to be fine. But also, you probably should watch the show at a certain point in time. So there's a character named Hurley. You know Hurley. Mm-hmm. You remember him.
Sure.
And he loves to say the word dude a lot on the show. He says dude mm-hmm. many, many times. And a great Down the Hatch listener, as well as Posha Recaps and RHAP listener, Dallin Servo, has each and every week been providing us with the Hurley dude count, which is how many times Hurley says the word dude across Lost. And we've been very eagerly awaiting whether or not Hurley was going to say the word dude 300 times by the end of Lost. And we weren't sure heading into the finale. It wasn't a sure thing. But Hurley crosses the 300...
The threshold.
Dude threshold.
Yes.
And without consulting me at all, to celebrate the occasion, Mike Bloom recorded and presented me with this.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Hurley. I said dude 300 times. A word more delicious than Mr. Klux. With dipping sauce that is sublime. I've got a Yankee Doodle Linus. He's the world's best number two. I am Hurley, I said dude, and now I run the island. Best number one by and large. I am the new man in charge.
It was so pure. It was just the purest surprise and the most wonderful thing. Mike, the most beautiful voice of an angel, giving us Yankee Doodle Hurley. So that was like the pre-wand off appetizer that I got today over at the Down the Hatch finale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, great job
it's
there.
It's
going to
drop on
Mike
Friday,
Bloom.
The podcast.
That song actually has been sung quite a bit at my house.
Oh, really? They're doing the Yankee Doodle now.
So, well, Josh, I don't know if you recall the episode of Full House where
the Yankee Doodle,
there is
the Yankee Do or Die advantage?
that there is a recital and Michelle wants to be the Yankee Doodle in the class, but
okay.
There is a young man named Derek in her class, so I can only imagine has gone on to become a Broadway star, and he steals the show.
Oh, I remember. He's wearing like very patriotic clothes, right?
Yes. So and then he even comes back on Fuller House. This guy,
Derek Boyd. Played by Blake McIver Ewing. Iconic, of course, if you grew up with Full House. I didn't even have to look him up, but I did look him up. But of course, mm-hmm. I could see the glasses, the hair with such height.
Mm-hmm.
It's such height.
Sure.
Turtlenecks often, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Talented young guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh, let's talk some Survivor 41.
How are you doing on the other side? I mean, we're days removed, about a week removed from it. Are you like calm from all of the podcasting? Are you settled? Where are you at?
Yeah, I mean, I am still riding high off of, I think it was a really great season of the show. We nitpicked things because, you know, that is what we do, but sort of like, you know, walking away from like, boy, we had twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
We had extra twists. We had really...
Who ordered this with extra twists?
Yes. Extremely
I don't think I ordered those extra twists. I think they just snuck those into my order. Did we get somebody else's order?
No, like, disastrous circumstances to speak of.
Yeah.
A rootable winner. And, yes. I just felt like that, there were twists and there were too many twists. None of them really had like a brutal impact in the game that really affected the outcome. And you could quibble Sydney.
Not yet. Yeah.
And that really, hurt Danny or whatever. But no, I just like coming away with it like very high on season 41.
Yeah, it was a solid season. It's definitely very different than the Survivors of years past. In many ways, it's exactly the same. And I think, by and large, am I glad that it happened more than that it didn't? Definitely, by a lot. Like, it was fun. It was a good way to spend the week. There was a great cast that gives you a lot of good podcast material.
Right.
Both as a podcaster and as a podcastee. So it was great. It was fun. There were some things that were whatever, but ultimately I think, I'm more with you than I'm not. I think I had a good time with this season.
Did it live up to the promise of drop the four, keep the one? Did it feel like the first season of a brand new thing?
I think it
felt like the 41st season of the thing.
Yeah, more than it felt like the first season of something.
Of a new thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But that being said, look, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complaints, I had a few, and yet too few to mention.
then again,
I'm really pretty good. Would I, like Survivor champion Erica, take a hammer to an hourglass and go back and turn time and change anything? Honestly, not a ton comes to mind from this season. Maybe I would let some of the pre-mergers be here for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would just time travel to hang out with Brad and JD for a little while more. But otherwise, it was fun. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah.
Would turn back the clock and reset it to Wednesday night when the Survivor finale was happening. And I would go back to then and be wise enough to know not to check Twitter until I've watched the show.
I get spoiled.
Because I definitely did, and I definitely watched the finale knowing the outcome the entire way through.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, it was actually kind of enjoyable just being able to watch it and sort of knowing what I was supposed to look for. It was kind of like watching with guardrails up, like bowling with guardrails on. Like, okay, well, I'm going to see the strike coming every single time. And this way I don't have to pay extra close attention to miscellaneous things. Just eyes on the prize. How does Erica win? So that was actually kind of fun. It was a different way of watching the show. I'm usually able to block out most of Twitter. I've kept the Survivor filters up for a minute. I did see the Erica news, and it was fun to watch. It was fun to see how she was able to pull it together.
Josh, here's what I want to know from you. The Survivor live reunion show. Okay. We crowned Erica the winner. We reset. Bring in the champagne and bring in the pizza.
Yeah.
As the North American foremost pizza expert.
Is that right? Is that me? Fine.
Who knows more?
I could name a few people, but,
for our intents and purposes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Perhaps around the extended RHAP universe.
Yes. Yes. The king.
Yeah.
The king.
Uh-huh. Is that what they say?
Yes. Yes. So, Josh, what did you make of the Survivor reunion with pizza?
I thought it was fun. I don't know if people are mad about the reunion or not. I really am fine with the way that they did it. You know, the live reunion is a lot of fun, and it is definitely
something. Yeah,
you know, it's a fun thing to attend. It's a fun thing for the contestants. But I feel like in the today times, in the nowadays, where you would not be able to be sure that you'd be able to get everybody together for that reunion.
Yeah.
And you've got everybody there. Do something that's going to be good TV, and that isn't going to make me look at another effing Zoom, you know?
Right.
You know, let's do that. If you could just do this out in the wild and at least do something different that's not breaking anything. This didn't break anything. It's not like the reunion is so sacred that if we do something different from the reunion, you know, Brian Gumbel's already gone. The game's been changed for years. We can always reinvent the wheel here to a certain degree. And I thought this was fun. It was different. I have no comment about the pizza other than Stu is a hell of a guy.
Yeah, Stu's a hell of a guy.
Stu Ross, good person.
Yeah, this was my favorite moment from the finale.
So if you're just tuning in randomly, this is Survivor, Survivor 41. We're doing our after show in the jungles of Fiji. I also just want to answer the question. If you're wondering, where do you get pizza? We make it. Stu made this. Really good, right?
Yes.
I don't know if Stu makes all of the pizza on Survivor. I think maybe Stu made the pizza for that night, would be my guess.
Yeah. I just loved it so much that it's like, all right, if you're just joining us, this is Survivor, okay?
And to answer the top question that I get from the people on the street,
where
do you get your pizza from? You know, show me five on the board. I don't think so. Fiverr goes west. I don't think that that's happening. I don't think so. No way.
Yeah.
But hilarious that he started a segment off like that. The interesting thing about the after show is, you know, they're producing it on the fly. Everybody's fried. Everybody's got to be pretty discombobulated out there. These, you know, the contestants are at the very end of their rope. They're extra starving because of the no food this season and the harsh conditions and whatever. And the Survivor production team is halfway through a marathon. You know, they're at the halfway point right now. And they have to figure out at this point, having gotten to day 26, night 26, basically what the major stories of the season are, all locked in at this point to sort of guess what's going to be relevant for some kind of a reunion show. What are people going to be interested in hearing about? They haven't, you know, had the chance to watch all that footage yet. So that's a tough gig to figure out what are the relevant things to say. And within that, I really love that Jeff had the instinct of, you know, when we come back from commercial on the fifth act, people are going to be really interested in knowing
the pizza thing.
What the Survivor pizza situation is all about.
Who's making it?
Yeah,
what's going on?
This is a secret we haven't revealed yet. This will be something that people are really going to remember. Yeah. So I loved that. Yeah. I thought that was great.
Now,
very
Josh,
silly.
Did you give any thought to if the stew maker is also stew, or if just the pizza maker is stew?
Stew the Stewman? I don't know. I would assume not. I don't think so. I think stew gets called for stuff like the Bula Burger Bar. You remember the Bula Burger Bar?
Stula Burger.
Yeah, I don't think that he's getting the call for the here's the vat of stew. You know, I don't think that's, but I could be wrong. I have no idea. I'm not sure, but my instinct would be no. My
would
guess
you
would
order
be
order
no.
From Stew's Pizza?
Yeah. What do you get?
No, if you, would you, Josh Wiggler, if you like opened up Yelp, saw Stew's Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I knew it was from this stew, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Okay.
All right.
Don't Josh, make me burn any more bridges than I've already burned, Rob.
Is Stu a good, is that a good name for a pizza maker?
Yeah, I think so. Stu's Pizza? Why? Are you saying if your name is Stu, you can only make stew? Are you not allowed to make other food?
I mean, I would, you know, I'm not a stew guy, but I think I'd go.
What would be funny would be do Stu's
stew.
Stu's soup would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's so close. Why didn't you just do two stews?
Is stew a soup?
Well, that feels like a debate that I don't want to get into at this moment in time.
All right, Josh, you know, when we last spoke in the November Wandoff, that it was right after Shan went home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were talking about at the end of November. After that, we had our big do or die twist.
Yeah.
Josh, did you have any thoughts on the do or die?
I thought that the do or die was not one of the worst twists of the season. I thought of the twists we got this season, because everyone could have just agreed not to do the challenge, you know, mm-hmm. or you did not have to step into the challenge. The fact that they could consent into the do or die twist, I appreciated. That this is the thing. It's very dangerous. One of you inevitably will drop out of the challenge first and you will have to do or die. So do you want to do that or not? And you get to make the call. That feels fair. That feels fair to me. Now I have no thoughts on the Monty Hall problem. They feel like they've been well and fully covered expertly by people who know better than me. So I don't know what I would have done. I don't know anything about the Monty Hall problem. It's probably something I should educate myself on even more. I need to listen to the Christian segment a few more times. So I never choose the wrong door.
So you never choose the wrong door. So I have to say, like, the further away we get from do or die, I think the I have come around on it. I do enjoy it. I think my favorite thing about the do or die is to one day play in a season 41 mm-hmm. Brandt Steel.
Yeah.
Where somebody goes out on do or die.
I
think it's gonna be very exciting.
Are people talking?
Mike Bloom is gonna go nuts.
Oh my god. Have you and Mike talked about this? I know that you guys just spoke on the podcast. I'm behind on all the shows. Did you talk about how great this season of Survivor was for those of us in the Brandt Steel game? Because Survivor 41 as a Brandt Steel template is going to be magnificent. Very strange things. Very strange things are going to occur. The beware advantages and the fact that you're gonna, are you gonna be able to program all of your goats on AstroTurf phrases?
Yeah.
Will we get to make our own tiny trees look, broccoli just looks like tiny trees?
Knowledge is power.
You know, and you're going to have what, like Dr. Emmett Brown say, "Great Scott, I just realized broccolis just look like tiny trees." You know, how's that going to go?
Broccoli has 1.21 gigawatts.
That's going to be very, very, very fun for future simulations. This season from Jeff and company was a gift to the Brandt Steel community. Yeah,
that's super interesting, because I feel like that, you know, and Mike and I may be working on a Brandt Steel the upcoming end of the year.
Yeah.
As we've done in the past couple of years. And I think that as Brandt Steel makers, it's like, boy, I hope we get the craziest, most unpredictable season of Brandt Steel ever. I hope it's crazy and we can't predict what's going to happen next. And I wonder, I'm like, hold on a second. Wait, maybe that's how the real people make the show.
Yeah, it could be. They talk about the whiteboard. You know, are they basically
Mike whiteboard?
Do you think that they don't even know it, but are in fact simulating out, you know, Brandt Steel adjacents on the whiteboard? Is that how they're doing this?
I don't know, but I mean, basically, like, we root for chaos, and I'm wondering if maybe that's the whole purpose of the show, is just to root for chaos.
Yeah, to some degree. She's not on every season, but when she is, you know, she's fun to root for.
Yeah. Okay. Josh, any other Survivor 41 things, free kicks from your notebook?
Free kicks from my notebook for Survivor 41. No, not really. I think that it was fun, and I'm sure we're going to get into all the stuff. I guess the free kick is that I don't have any until we get to them as we talk about them, and that's actually for me a really great place to be with Survivor. So I'm happy. I had a really good time this season. This is a fun season of the show for me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to get into the season 41 Wandoffs here on the final Wiggle Room of season 41 right after this.
May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stop right there! You wanna know right now! Before you go any further, this is Wanda, and you're in my arena if you need to. You can straight up leave here, it would make me so happy for the rest of my life if you'd shut the shirk up and just eat your damn rice! It's the Wanda forever if you need to. You can straight up leave here, but it'll make you so happy for the rest of your life if you turn the songs up and turn out to be nice. You wanna know right now, before you go any further, it's the Wanda, it'll be here forever.
Why are you crying?
I don't know. Tears of joy.
Oh my god. Season 41 Wandoff.
Yeah.
Now again, just this is just for fun.
Just for fun. No prizes.
No prizes.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
Celebrating the Wandoff spirit.
Happy media.
Happy media.
That's what it's for.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We're just here to get ready to listen to some jams.
Yeah.
And so let's throw it to a person who knows how to set up this party.
It's pouring rain. I'm soaking wet. I'm cold. I'm hungry. But hey, I don't care. I feel like a rock star, man. Like, hello, Fiji. Are you ready to rock? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fiji, are you ready to rock?
I like the way you said, are you ready to rock?
Mm-hmm.
Xander, what a star. What a star.
What a star.
Had no idea Xander would get this far. What a delightful treat.
I mean, Xander was, I told him in my exit press with him that I just thought that he was so fun to have in the season.
Yeah, he was a blast. The way he talks and, you know, the way he speaks about things just provides me with a lot of joy as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play like an Aussie. I want to play like a Xander. It's just very fun. Very fun.
He was
great. Provider of many terrific moments throughout the season.
A breakout star already from TEOS Volume 4.
When we get there, first of all, I mean, the time travel season now, officially, now that Erica has won, it is the time travel season of Survivors. That's going to be incredible to get into the sci-fi aspects of the novel. Xander, incredible character. He'll be, he will be discussed in great detail in tremendous ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Josh, why don't you and I bring in another mutual friend of ours who helps us out every time on the Wandoff. Please welcome in for the final time in season 41. Here he is. It is the great Casey Kasem.
Rob and Josh, it's an honor to be back here with you. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes, happy media to you as well, Casey. Yeah, great.
Josh, I'm so excited to get into the season 41 Wandoffs.
Yeah. Casey, did you like the Succession season 3 finale? Were you happy with how it all went?
I have to say that I was rooting for a redacted character to join me on this side.
I was going to say, but you knew
it was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, you knew that everyone who thought that was happening got it wrong because you couldn't find him anywhere on your side of the line.
You know, I didn't think he was coming, and then I listened to your podcast, and then
you didn't know.
Yeah, and then it didn't happen, and then I was kind of disappointed.
Well, that's...
I just thought it would have been a great arc.
Yeah. Welcome to the experience of being someone who listens to my podcast.
I just thought it was going to go one way, and then it didn't.
No, and then it turned out I didn't know what I was talking about.
In fairness, you were stuck to your guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh, are you ready to hear the first wand-off here in the final wand-off of season 41?
I absolutely am, Casey. I'm ready to do this thing.
Josh, are you ready to rock?
Are you, Casey, are you ready to rock?
Our first wand-off here tonight. Excuse me that I have a little bit of a sore throat.
Wow,
it's nothing.
Casey.
Don't worry.
6 feet, Casey.
Don't worry.
Get away from me, Casey. You have no idea what I've been through to be here.
Trust me, it's nothing. This is from a wand-off staple. It's Vanessa talking about Erica's winter edit.
Erica needs roses, so sing out her praises. She is the winner without silly phrases. Found the advantage near trees dancing. It's maddening, her edit's lacking. Xander has balance and won the block game. Keeping Erica safe is his move to claim. Deshaun wins in fire, sends Heather right out. The jury asks questions, but there is no doubt. She's perceptive, she's prepared. She won, and I'm glad. Survivor is coming back in the spring. What new twists will they add?
So many.
That was from the great songstress Julie Andrew Savage.
Man, love that beanie. Very, very good.
I like what you said about beanies.
I bet you did.
Yes, Josh. So, are you an edit reader at this stage?
No,
Survivor.
Well, you mean like where I currently am now? You know, I never did Edgic, obviously, but you know, I think you watch enough Survivor.
Edgic Schmegic is what I say.
I've heard you say it. you say it often. It's actually weird how often you say it. Like we're just having a conversation about something completely unrelated.
How about that on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Tricky.
Edgic Schmegic. Edgic Schmegic. But I think, you know, you can't help but think that, you're checking out certain stories and they're pointing in one direction and then they don't. I did not have Erica as a possible winner on my radar at all. How much of that is a failing of me as a viewer, versus the show in telling the story? I'm not paying close enough attention to be able to answer that in like a way that would be anything other than an attempt at diplomacy. And I don't really know. I think that there's a line between telegraphing who won the show and also telling a complete story of the person who won the show while maintaining a level of surprise. I don't know what the balance they struck was on this. I'm really happy for Erica, and there's just no question that she killed that final tribal council. You know, she utterly wins the game at final tribal council if she, you know, didn't have a lot of that respect already. So it's going to go down as, I think, one of the real great FTC performances for sure. I don't think that she sealed it there It struck me that she had a really good shot going in. It was a really impressive performance.
Yeah, and I do think that the evidence was there to support that Erica had a good shot at this. You know, I had felt like coming in that Ricard had the best case. If Ricard got to the end, nobody was going to beat Ricard. But the thing that I was struggling with was that I felt like that we were seeing a lot of Xander. We got a ton of Xander, a lot of Xander talking about his ideas and how they were working, and he was taking a lot of credit for the moves. But I was like, I don't understand how the jury's not going to go for Erica.
Right.
But I felt like that we were sort of getting the case for Xander's win in terms of the edit. If anything, I wonder if maybe it was like less that like there was anything wrong with that. I feel like that we got Erica. We could have certainly used more. But I'm wondering if maybe they should have like toned down the Xander.
I don't know. I don't think that I ever really thought that Xander was winning myself. When Ricard goes,
but did you think he was a zero vote finalist going into? You were spoiled. But
right, going into watching it, yeah, I knew.
Because in the exit press, like we were like very surprised the week that we talked to Danny. That Danny was like, no, like yeah. Nobody's going to vote for Xander. And it was like, oh, well, this is a real like paradigm shift in terms of like how we're thinking about Xander.
Yeah.
Because Danny was just like, no, we didn't worry about his idol because we weren't like really worried about him as a threat. Nobody was going to, vote for him. And so I think that for a lot of the viewers were then surprised when he got no votes.
Yeah, I never really clocked him as somebody to take terribly seriously on that front. He just wasn't somebody who I thought was going to win the thing. Coming into the episode before finding out what happened, I was still really high on Ricard, who was my winner pick. And then I felt like Deshaun had a great story, and I thought that he had a really fun season, and I thought that we have seen the story of somebody who played bombastically and maybe a little sloppily at times still pull through and win, like your Ben Bombs or your Tonys, things like that. I kind of felt like Deshaun, if he had had a really impressive finale, because that has happened a lot in modern Survivor storytelling, I feel like, is somebody who is rustling or ruffling feathers for much of a lead up to a finale, then goes in the finale and has an undeniable finale and is able to win through a lot of that. I thought that Deshaun felt to me like somebody who could pull that off. So it was him or Ricard were really the two that I was looking at. I was never taking, I'm sorry, Heather. I was never really taking Heather very seriously as a potential winner. And I was never taking Xander terribly seriously, but I was not taking Erica seriously either. So I did not see her win as a possibility, and but I didn't really see it for Xander too much myself, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. So you're just all in for Ricard.
I was hoping Ricard would win, because then that would have been sort of my blind winner pick. That would have been fun. He was good.
All right, Josh, that we talked about, or you and Rob talked about, the Survivor after show. They called it a deep dive.
Yeah.
Well, Davis, Will is here to break down exactly how it went in another Wandoff.
The pizza guy has been making all these pies. Is anybody looking for a refill? They haven't had rice, but there's lots of sparkling wine. All the food costs went towards the champagne budget. Give Jeff a slice with extra cheese. His favorite food looks like small trees. If you're just now tuning in, though it's 10:43 p.m., it's Survivor 41, the after show.
Yeah, that's from Green Davey Rickenbacker.
Yes. Oh, man. Basket Casey.
A.K.A. Yeah. Taryn's brother, Billy Joe Armstrong.
That's great. I just subscribed to Billy Joe's Wendy Quest Joe on YouTube. Yeah. Guess my age, Josh. Before.
What's my age again? Yeah. What's another question? Okay.
What else is there to say about the after show?
Yeah.
I did love Jeff being like, I will show them that I'm mortal and I too eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool to watch Jeff Probst eat pizza for the first
did
time.
Did he actually eat the pizza? He went to go, like, hey, I got to get some
of this
pizza.
I think he went and he ate it and then he was like, don't film this part. No should, one can see it.
Should Jeff have been chewing
Don't
on a
look.
Slice of pizza?
Don't look at me. Jeff, are you all right? Stop it.
Yeah. Josh, my argument was,
when people watch me
people
eat.
Are tired of hearing me talk about this, but should they have just let them eat pizza for 10 minutes and then done the reunion?
Yeah, for the future. Definitely. Definitely for
Even
the
Josh
future
Wiggler,
after
a pizza
shows.
Lover. So just let them eat pizza.
You know, for season 42, they're probably eating pizza in the bleachers would be my guess. But for 43 and onward.
Leaving that night, like, all right, we got to multitask here. So let's eat and do the reunion at the same
time. They wanted to capture the immediate raw reactions to everything, but also did not want to deny them food. So I think in the future, they'll have to make the choice of, do they deny them food for another hour past final tribal council so they can get those raw reactions right away? Or do they delay those raw reactions by throwing a quick pizza party?
Just interject here of like that. Listen, I'm gonna like pull back the curtain a little bit on Survivor. Okay, so things happen constantly on Survivor, and then there are like long stretches of okay, nobody talk.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to the
power
next
down.
Place.
Yeah, power
no,
down.
This is lockdown. We're not that. This person just won
Shut
immunity.
It down.
I know everybody wants to talk. No talking.
Shut it down.
We're not ready. Okay.
Lock it down.
We'll let you know when. Like, I think they could have like locked it down for 10 minutes. Let them eat the pizza. And then like, all right, places everyone. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
Or do a different food every time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like stew?
Yeah. Well, no, have stew show off the menu. And then over the course of many seasons of an after show, you can put together your very own Survivor menu.
Oh, it's so season 42
is a
different
menu within the Survivor show.
Yeah. Okay. What would be a better food for the season 42? Let's plan the menu. Season 42 reunion show.
It should probably be lamb shanks and cider.
Lamb shanks and cider. What about like hors d'oeuvres? What if somebody like came through with like a
shrimp
tray?
Cocktail? Yeah, you get a little a slider. Do you want sliders are a little sloppy?
A little sloppy.
Maybe like a satay, some sort of skewered item. Whether it was a chicken or a veggie kebab.
Sure.
Maybe a dessert, a panna cotta.
Panna cotta?
Yeah, you know, something soft.
A panna cotta.
Yeah, a panna cotta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give them a little soft. Something that's not going to make a lot of mouth noises when you're supposed to be being recorded for a reunion. You're just watching all these people go, blah, 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 just like eating all of the Fijian pizza. I love pizza. They have to talk. We don't want to hear their mouth noises, you know, processing the freshly lacquered layer of cheese and marinara.
Yeah.
You know?
How about coffee? What do we got like a Central Perk vibe going? They everybody have like big cups.
You know what? Give them some mouthwash and then put them back on camera. You know, let them clean up a tiny bit, maybe. Let them have a night at Ponderosa, then go to Ponderosa and do the reunion
Brunch.
Show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Josh, our next wand off comes to us from a Survivor listener known as Daniel from Denver.
Okay.
And wants to talk about the culinary delights of one of this season's
I'm glad we're staying
most popular
on topic.
Castaways.
Uh-huh.
Won the challenge, here comes Probst. He says, which reward do you want most? Well, there's a thing that I desire. It's chicken and veggies by the fire. Dander candy. Dander candy. Taking cookies, not my style. Pizza pie, not by a mile. Cause when the days start getting hotter, I want chunks of meat and boiling water. That's what I call dander candy.
You undersold the hell out of it.
Dander candy. Oh, man.
Warm broth.
Dander candy.
It was so good.
Dandy candy.
Amazing.
That was from the artist Bow Wow Wow.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, no, that's Joey.
This is Xander Candy.
Yeah. Man.
Wait, Xander Candy. This,
he said that the chicken kebabs, that was Xander Candy?
Yes, yes. Here is...
The reward, chicken and vegetables. This is Xander candy. This is like my kind of food.
Oh my gosh, Xander, this is like perfect for your diet.
I don't know if it's just been a really hard couple of years.
For who? For
everyone, yeah. But do I have to come on here onto the podcast and say that chicken is not candy? Do I have to come on here? Do I have to be the one who comes on here? That is not candy. That's chicken.
Are you sure?
That's lunch. That's dinner. It can be breakfast. It's not candy.
Candy breakfast?
It's not a candy breakfast would be a candy breakfast. It would not include chicken because that's not candy.
Mm-hmm. Candy.
So are we in the place where I have to say that, or we're all good on that? I don't know where we're at anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good.
Josh, where I am, the candy is chicken.
Oh, God, I never want to die. I want to live forever. Let that echo on in eternity. If you ever need to put a in memoriam package for me, I want you to play that at the end.
I miss my friend.
I miss Josh Wiggler. You have my consent for this. Yeah.
Josh, our next wand off comes to us from the great DJ Mazzy Mass to talk about Deshaun's reaction to another reward on Survivor.
I made it to the six with no idol in my pocket. I barely made it through the do or die. Now I made it to this reward challenge looking for a letter. Instead you offer cookies, candy, chicken, and veggies. Oh, oh, you think that's better? Oh, oh, I want something else. Okay, so you've got cake. That don't impress me much. So you've got some sugar, tell me, where's my mom? Don't get me wrong, I think candy's alright. That's not worth me playing for, I've got no appetite. That don't impress me much. So you've got the protein, have you got the love? Now don't get me wrong, I think chicken's alright. But that won't keep me warm in the long, cold Survivor night. Actually, it literally might. That don't impress me much. It's not a letter. Okay, so you've got all the fixings. That don't impress me much. Okay, so you're Jeff Probst. That don't impress me much.
Well, that was impressive from the great Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Sandra Diaz Twain.
Duh, 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 duh.
Yeah. Wait, so the chicken could literally keep you warm? What's the suggestion there for the blanket? The chicken is not a blanket. I shouldn't have to say that either. Chicken is not
this
a blanket.
Is this a Xander blanket?
Xander!
As
chicken isn't
broth.
A blanket! It's not a blanket anymore. If it ever was before. A lot of talk about the food this season. Mm-hmm. Huh? I know that the survivors often talk about the food when they're out there.
Ever. There was no food.
But what are we doing? You know, we eat food all the time and we're all talking about survivor food. I'm here for it. I'm not mad about that at all. I'm just surprised by it to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Josh, our next season 41 wand-off comes to us from a listener named Alisa from Golden State. A first-time mm-hmm. wand-offer here with something special to share about the rewards.
Again, it's all about the food.
Worth playing for?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't need either of them. I thought we were going to come in and maybe say like a letter, family letter, something like that.
I don't like this stew or cheese. Don't give me cookies as you please, cause veggies ain't what my brain food is, and neither is this sanctuary. This reward is I, but anyhow, Jeff, I want that family letter now. My name's Deshaun, and here to rhyme, this challenge is the damn last time.
Chicken and veggies, which will just fuel you for the immunity challenge.
Birthday cake, chicken bake, Jeff, I wish I could. I got no rice, but this reward ain't good. Don't eat either of them, this ain't no fuel. Worst that could happen is a swing vote, Caesar salad, or a ponderosa. Of pasta, get that letter now.
Deshaun's hoping for a miracle.
This cargo pants suit is all about food, survivor pizza, and champagne in the after show. I got second place, and it's awkward now. This is that help. Jeff is forcing me to eat food slow.
Let's keep shooting. Let's bring it in. Let's bring in some pizza. Bring in our champagne.
More food talk.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
It's all anyone wants to talk about is food. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very good, but it's all that we want to discuss is after all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if
people
I
don't like to talk about food on the podcast. I've been talking about food on the podcast for a week straight.
Yeah, but have you enjoyed it?
I've had fun.
I've had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you imagine being one of the contestants on the season, whether you're one of the final three or the jury? And then suddenly they start coming in at you like you're on a candid camera show. They're like, we're breaking it down. We're
bring
doing
it
in, now.
Bring
it
we're in. Bring it in. Get the cameras in here.
I would be so stressed out, especially yeah, after
would you think
the
you're getting Joe Schmoed? Did you think that?
Yes.
If you're Erica yeah. right now, did I just get Joe Schmoed?
Yes. Yes.
Is this $1 million not
was
real?
Was this punked? Yes, exactly. I would be
all right,
so
bring
nervous.
Bring the cameras. All right.
Yeah. This is the final twist. None of that shit was real. Like, this was a simulation. Like, you okay, start the real right. season tomorrow.
We got, all right. You
season 42. You
did should
the trial
have seen
run.
The look on your face.
Yeah.
Do or die. Dead relatives or butterflies.
Yeah, you really
broccoli,
thought we were serious about any of that?
Break the hourglass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You thought
we were seriously going to include time travel in a season of Survivor? Did you? That wasn't the
knowledge
tell,
is power.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you don't think that random draw, you the winner, was a coinky dink, do you?
Yeah,
you got pastured.
Xander,
you got pastured.
Tell her your real name.
Yeah, it's Jeff.
Yeah,
we had him change it because my name's Jeff.
The reward was stew. Okay, you thought this was real,
and you think the chef's name is also stew?
Yeah.
What do you think this is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hey Rob, we'd put out the call for micro wand-offs. Did we get any of those?
Yeah, are you ready to hear? Are we ready to expose the world to micro wand-offs? Yeah.
Can you set up what that was again? Micro wand-offs?
So, on the last time out, you and I were talking, and I told you that I had an idea for a micro wand off. I, you know, threw it together live. I believe it was the only one who could ever beat me was the mafia preacher Shane.
Yeah, that was it. That was
and
great.
That was it. Micro wand off. Boom.
Yeah.
We don't need all of the fuss.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase. Drop the four. Keep the one.
Your friend and mine, the great DJ LaBelle Klein, reached out to me to apologize that he was unable to record any wand offs for the final wand off. But he sent me via text what would have been some micro wand offs that I could sing for you.
Right.
If you want to hear what DJ LaBelle's micro wand offs would have been.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was, hold on, let me just clear my voice. Rickard ate papaya. That was his first one. Rickard ate papaya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good from DJ LK. And then this also from DJ LK. Hold on, I got to prep myself. Erica Canuck, yeah. That was his other one. Those were his micro wand offs, so I passed them from DJ LaBelle Klein onto you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I felt weird. I was trying to come up with some micro wand offs, and a lot of my attempts for micro wand offs that I was trying to turn America into Erica. And I was like, wait, I don't think that this is right for our first Canadian winner for me to be trying to, you know, use all songs out of the word America.
North America. You know, it counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe only find songs that say North America. And then rhyme those. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Micro wand off time. Casey, micro can you set this up? All right, we'll get into our first micro wand off here as we check in with Nicole T to explain what this is.
Tiny wand off, saving time.
Okay, you get it.
Wow, that was so fast and good.
You got it.
Wow, Don Ho. Don Ho, it's real. The tiny wand offs. They're happening.
It's happening. It's happening.
Okay. Wow. Right. Say hello to Anderson's girls. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
All right.
Incredible.
All right, Josh, our next tiny wand off comes to our micro wand off. I rebranded them.
Should they be tiny wand offs? It's got a theme song.
Yeah. From here on out, are they tiny wand offs?
I mean, we could call them tiny wand offs. We could switch it. You know, they've got two names. They're micro wand offs.
Jennifer Lanzetti, because we just got an earworm.
Tiny wand offs, saving time.
You can put a tiny wand off on the soundboard.
Oh my God, it's very good.
Yeah. All right. I mean, this might
you can play it anytime you have something.
The wand, the season 42 might be all I'm tiny wand you. Offs.
I mean, I am here for it.
If people are like, look, I got too much going on. I can't make a wand off this week. How many times have we heard that one?
I would hang out with as many tiny wand offs as we wanted to.
If it was tiny wand, it was. I can't believe it's all tiny wand offs.
Yeah. All tiny bangers all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Josh. So we got 410 submissions for the tiny wand off this week.
I mean, tiny wand offs might be a blessing for you and me as podcasters, but a nightmare for top five human Randy Neupel.
But at least one, the one would be 10 seconds.
The processing of the tiny wand offs might be a lot. The logging.
It's the Twitter of wand offs. It's just
tiny wand offs. Big workload.
140
huge.
Notes. No.
Huge.
No,
huge. Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Josh, here comes one from Hannah Jackson with another tiny wand off.
As Deshaun said, it's not worth playing for.
That's soundboard material. You know, like, Steven, you know, what do you think of that twist? Would you get off the ledge for that? And then he doesn't have access to the soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's better
mm-hmm.
if he asks you the question. But the Tiny Wandoffs could save you so much work as a podcaster, Rob. You could just really cut to the matter of your opinion in musical form.
Yeah. Josh, here's one that comes to us from Emmeline, who wants...
Emmeline!
Emmeline wants to talk about the theme of the season. Here's Emmeline.
If ever you should be Survivor's done, drop the floor, keep
it on. Wow. Like the acoustic guitar.
It's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, good job there by Emmeline, a.k.a. Brian McZane Knight.
Yeah, Brian. Oh, man.
Drop the Zane. Keep the mitt.
Drop the four and keep the one. That's great.
Josh, this next one is a little less tiny of a wand off. It comes to us from Logan and Tess B. Talking about the winner of the season. It's Erica.
Erica, the Superman, where are you? Oh man, is this a winner's edit? We know you make great moves, and the jury proves that you deserve the credit. But I have to read it all on Reddit.
That was tiny. That was tiny. That's great.
Josh, did you know that I actually played the voice of Shaggy?
Yeah, you may have mentioned it. You may have brought it up a couple times. It's happened. Did you ever cross paths with Matthew Lillard? Or
he thinks that he can take my job.
Well, you took Ghostface.
Mm-hmm. No way, Jose.
Yeah. Any more tiny wand offs? Yeah. Any more of those tiny wand offs?
Yeah. Plenty more.
Okay.
Let's go back to Davis, Will to talk about another twist from this season on Survivor.
Auntie Hall problem?
Yes. The Montel Hall, the Montel Jordan. Yes.
This is how we do or die. This is how we do or die.
So good.
You could play that so anytime the do or die actually you know, gets
somebody.
It
comes back.
Yeah.
Get ready, Davis Commonwealth. You just wrote the intro.
Yeah.
To talking about the do or die.
I mean, the tiny wand off is a great inroad into getting onto the podcast, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that this is the biggest game changing element of the entire season 41.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about tiny wand offs.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to make a tiny version of the wand off theme?
Maybe a tiny hat.
Wombat hat?
Tiny wombat hat.
Yeah.
Josh, that in season 42.
Yeah.
All tiny wand offs.
Yes.
The prize. The
is
surprise,
a tiny Wiggler's wombat
tiny,
hat?
Is a tiny hat. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just for the could, champion, though.
Okay, you could put on a cat.
We'll do a tournament.
Like a baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it. Like,
how would we make it?
Maybe it's like a hat for like a newborn baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or it is just like the size of your thumb.
It's a really tiny hat.
It's a hat
that you put on your thumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
It's a thought.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone can make it, that'd be a great gift for
Are
somebody
they
for the holiday season.
When you make them that small?
I expect no, because of the delicate stitching that you have to do to get the Wiggler's wombat's text to hold up under close scrutiny,
under
a microscope.
Get a normal-sized wombat's hat and shrink it.
I don't know if you've got Wayne Szalinski mm-hmm. on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
I have no spare mm-hmm. PIM particles.
Shania
to,
Wayne
to
Szalinski.
Use. Yeah.
Yeah. I get people coming in my office for a micro wand off all the time.
Oh my God. Did you just leap from Rick Moranis to Dr. Mike? Did that happen? I don't want to hear about micro anything from Dr. Mike.
Honey, I shrunk the wand off.
Nope. No. No. Dr. Micro.
All right, Josh, we did a season 41 wand off.
Yes.
We did micro wand offs.
We did do micro wand offs.
We have holiday wand offs.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Still to open.
Oh, my God.
We're going to break for 60 seconds.
Okay.
When we come back, holiday wand offs.
Let's do it.
Right after this.
Happy media.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. All right, Josh. We are ready to get into unprecedented holiday wand-offs here.
Oh, my God.
We got season 41.
Yep.
Tiny wand-offs.
Yeah.
And then now we save the best for last. The holiday wand-offs.
Oh, my God. So festive here on the Wiggle Room.
So
this
festive.
Week.
So festive. Wow. You've come home for Christmas.
Yeah.
And
all
now,
bundled up.
All bundled up. Josh is in a full, like, puffy jacket.
Yeah.
And hat.
I can't put my arms down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wearing the RHAP bell hat, which you can get at the RHAP store. Mm-hmm. What's the link for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Robinswebsite.com/merch. Yeah.
Super comfortable. Love it.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the new merch that we've added?
If it isn't tiny, I don't want to know about it.
We don't have any tiny merch yet.
Yeah. I don't want to know unless you've got extra, extra small is not going to cut it.
Josh, we got two new shirts I just want to tell you about real quick. Robinswebsite.com/merch. In addition to the RHAP Bell beanie and bucket hat that's available, we have a brand new shirt that says, I like what you said about RHAP.
Yes. Yes.
And then also another
shirts you can hear.
Yes. Another brand new shirt that says carrots and onions and hearty potatoes and warm broth.
Wow. Name a more iconic band.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
We'll wait. Wow. Plus some Trevor Nodals merch also.
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
All right.
Anything of Stephen Fishback as a mime?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. That was wild, right?
That was I wanted to check in, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stephen Fishback on Twitter posted pictures of his days as a mime.
Yeah. In fact, you're all right, man. I didn't do the check-in. Instead, I talked about my instinct to check in on a podcast like a really good friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great guy, Josh Wiggler. Yeah.
Josh, let's get into our first holiday wand off.
Okay.
And it comes to us from Kirsten. And Kirsten wants to wish us a very happy holiday.
Oh.
Finale wand off. Happy media. Finale wand off. Finale wand off. Finale wand. Finale wand off. Happy media. Come on in. We've been waiting all fall for this night. From Shipwheel Island to the Do or Die. Trees are dancing. There's no shelter from rain. Xander's laughing cause he thrives on pain. And Stu, which heart is not to go? Cause everybody knows he's the favorite. The fire showdown's on. The comeback for Deshaun. But it's clear that conclusion is foregone. It's a wonderful feeling, and I liked what you said about the 41st season. It's that time of year. Finale night is here. Time traveling Erica. The jury shows their love. Oh, Canada. Finale Wanda, happy media.
Wow.
Wow. That was an incredible holiday wand off from B. Winsink. That was really great. And yeah, I got to talk to Kirsten on the patron orientation call for this month the other night. And yeah, I'm blown away. That was fantastic.
That was super fun. That was really fun. Now I just want to listen to a bunch of B. Winsink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh? You can have a wand off that's just pegged to an artist. Everyone has to do the same one.
Theme week, like American Idol.
Yeah.
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 No. I think we got it.
One innovation at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't
finally
just, like,
got
throw
it. Finally,
all
no,
the
you're right. You're right.
There. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Sometimes you have to recognize it when you nail it.
Yeah.
Tiny wand off. Nailed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiny wand off. Nailed it. Yeah.
Josh, next up, we're going to go back to Daniel from Denver.
Oh, wow.
A holiday wand off featuring all the twists.
Call out the idols. It's a new era. Drop the four and keep the ones. Throw out the tribe swaps. But throw in every other idea we've ever had.
Wow.
Cause we need a little action, need some more surprises. Make the game a monster that could lead to their demises. And we need a new advantage, right this very minute. No game mechanic is too dumb as long as Mike White thinks it's fun and time. For a shake-up, maybe we make them talk about goats and broccoli. Roll dice for safety. Pick the wrong chest and go home without getting voted out. And we'll need a secret island with a bunch of ship wheels, extra votes and powers, flashback secret reveals, and we'll talk right to the camera, hide a weekly Revis. We need another twist, and now... Okay, this is really simple. If all three choose a tarp, they all get the tarp. If they all choose steal a vote, they all lose their vote. But if there's a split, and two choose steal a vote, and one chooses a tarp, they all face off in a duel, and no, that's not right. Wait, if two choose tarp, and we'll give them their own music, make the game go faster, have them run a challenge, reverse the outcome after, let them steal each other's idols, take away their fire, we need another twist, and
wow.
Wow.
These holiday wand offs are just big production numbers.
Huge. Yeah. They're just throwing all of that, the holiday cheer in our direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Josh?
This is big winter production.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Here we are. I didn't know you could skate on ice, Rob.
You didn't know that?
No. No, and now I'm seeing it. Now I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Josh, we've got another holiday wand up under the tree. It's
okay.
From your pal Mal. And
okay.
Your pal Mal wants to sing about everybody's favorite trees.
Huh. I feel like a little broccoli tree, I guess.
Brad the tree, the broccoli tree. You grow in little bunches. Oh, Brad the tree, the broccoli tree. How lovely are thy bunches. Your fuzzy top, just like a brock. Your baggy clothes, now you're a twig. Oh, Brad the tree, the broccoli tree. How lovely are thy bunches.
like what you said about broccoli. Oh, boy, I said.
Man, I loved what he said about broccoli.
I loved what he said about broccoli. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some classic moments this season.
Mm-hmm.
That is the beauty of Survivor, is even on the bad seasons, and this was not one, even on the very bad seasons, there's always something, there's always some throwaway line that you'll just never forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, plenty of those this season.
Yeah.
Many gems.
Josh, I really feel like, especially in this past season, that I kind of feel like that in the week in and the week out and the like, oh, why'd they do this? Like, I wonder, did we miss the forest for the trees at times of that? This finished product was a good season of Survivor. But yeah. I think we were kind of a little too worked up along the way.
Well, it's hard. It really, a lot of it depends on what you watch Survivor for and what it is you like about the show and what you want to get out of it. And I could just speak from the position right now of somebody who cared so much about the results and how things happened and, you know, the cleanliness of the storytelling or whatever. But if you're just watching Survivor to watch Survivor ritualistically on Wednesday night because it's a fun thing to do and you've been doing it forever, this was a fun season to watch. If you were just looking to be entertained by it, I certainly was. And I think that in the rewatching of the season, there will be a lot of, you know, like really memeable moments that will stand the test of time, I think. I had a great time. I had a great time. It was silly and ridiculous at points, but there's no season of Survivor that doesn't get to some version of that,
mm-hmm.
at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Josh, we've got one more holiday Wanda for you.
Okay.
And this one is going to combine it all. Here is our friend Waylon Wolverine.
Oh.
With one last holiday Wanda.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes!
And this is the Merry Micro Wandoff Medley!
Tiny Wandoff.
Monty Hall predicts his folly.
Wah, 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 Wanda!
But Deshaun is saved by golly.
Wah, 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 Wanda!
Xander Candy, just give me something tasty to chew, like stew. Please don't feed me grilled cheese, Xander Candy. Potatoes, carrots, onions, warm broth.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
Oh, the heather edit was frightful. Fire was feeling spiteful, and even though her string did go, it's too slow, it's too slow, it's too slow.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
Mark Burnett just crowned a queen. Erica has won some green. Pizza served and Jeff Probst smiled. Now Ricard can meet his child.
Happy media!
Wow! Happy media to one and all. Wow.
Wow. What a holiday Wandoff.
Oh my God, spreading such cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Such cheer here.
Yes.
On the holiday Wandoff.
Mm-hmm. Josh.
Wow.
And it was
amazing
season. I have to say to you and Rob, I wish you all the best this time of year.
But only this time of year?
That's it. The rest of the year, you can F off.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Wow. Thank you, Casey. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It was a pleasure, Casey. Mm-hmm. Happy media to you.
Yeah. By the way, If you do a tiny wand off, does that mean that I'm getting a tiny salary? We'll work it out later, Casey. That's not the time. Read the room, Casey.
Yeah. You know, nothing to scoff at.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen his quote?
Mm-hmm.
We really can't afford it anymore.
Zoinks. Josh, this was so fun.
Do we have to change the email to tinywandoff@robhasawebsite.com?
Can we use like a bit dot?
Yeah, bit.ly. Yeah. I believe it's a tiny URL.
Yeah. Also, you have to compress the file before.
Yeah, you do. It's very important. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's great. That's great. What a pleasure. What a pleasure.
Josh, if you don't mind me saying, the holiday wand off was sponsored by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home?
You know, sure you do.
That's right. But it can be hard work, but you know, it's easy bundling your policies with Geico. Bundling up is a great thing to do, too. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with the auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote. See how much you could save. It's Geico. Easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. All right.
Wow. That must have sounded wild on double speed.
Yeah.
That must have sounded nuts.
It's wild. It's wild. Okay. Like a micro machines. Oh my God.
Yeah. Remember that guy?
Remember that guy? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He was like the teacher on Saved by the Bell a couple times.
He was Blur in the Transformers. Mm-hmm. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, also some housekeeping, some announcements. So top five human, Randy Neupel, who helps us out all season on The Wand Off, also put together the patron budget draft. We had co-winners for the patron budget draft. There was two people. They had the same team, and they are co-winners. They are the king and queen of the mountain. It's Hunter Devilek and Anne Benthusen Klein. So congratulations to them. Wow. They're winning combination. You're winning. Patron draft combination was the team of Danny, Erica, Heather, and Xander.
I mean, that's a pretty elite squad. That is almost, the finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, if you had the final four.
No,
Danny was not in the final four. So,
no.
Deshaun. So it was Danny over Deshaun. Erica, Heather, Danny, and Xander. Somehow Heather was worth more than Deshaun.
That seems unreasonable in some ways.
It was that Heather only cost $1 in the draft. So basically, if she was like at the checkout, if you just picked her up, Deshaun was $5. Yeah. You couldn't afford. All right.
So that's, it's okay if you don't understand how a draft works, Rob,
It's a budget draft, Josh. Okay. Budget draft.
It's okay if you don't get it, you know?
Right, you'll have $10. You'll have $10, and Randy Neupel assigned the prices to everybody.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Josh, what's coming up for you?
Oh, my gosh. What's coming up for me?
Besides hours and more about the Lost finale.
Yeah. I'm really curious to see where it lands. It will be the longest post-show recaps podcast for sure. That's happening. That's definite. My question is, where do we land in the range of 6 to 8 hours is my question right now. I don't know what I'm looking at, but tomorrow morning, I am finishing the Lost series finale podcast with Mike Bloom, who is in top form right now. Mm-hmm. Speaking of
firing
Mike
all
Bloom,
cylinders.
Let me hype up a thing. Mike Bloom is currently podcasting about The Witcher alongside Angela Bloom over at Post Show Recaps. The whole thing, season two, just dropped on Netflix. And Mike and Angela are going to be covering it weekly with a spoiler-free section for people who are pacing themselves with The Witcher. And then they're doing a big spoiler-filled section in the second half. Really good stuff from Mike and Angela. Mike's also taking the wheel alongside my Wheel of Time co-host, DM Philly. Mike and DM Philly are talking about the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh.
The new Star Wars show that's about to come out. with the Boba Fett. Are you excited for that one? Are your kids going to watch that?
I think everybody's excited, but...
Yeah. You may want to scope it out first.
Why, you think it's going to be violent?
Well, it's about the bounty hunters, yeah.
Yeah, but Mando's a bounty hunter.
But Mando has a baby with him. Mm-hmm. This isn't the Book of Baby Fett. Mm-hmm. Tiny Fett? Tiny Boba Fett?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm feeling the Book of I was fine with Mandalorian season 3. Why are we doing the Book of Boba Fett?
Well, they have other things that they want to do. They don't want to just play the hits every single time. They want to take a chance on something else.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it is. But Mike and Philly are going to be podcasting about that. So the things I'll hype up are the things that Mike Bloom is involved in. Mm-hmm. So I guess that also means whatever Brant Steele nonsense is coming our way in just a little while.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff on Pojo Recaps. Just subscribe, look around, see what you like. We try to do a little something for everybody.
Okay.
That's what's going on.
Yep. All right. Josh, this was such a fun ride this season, especially tonight. This was really, really fun.
Yeah, really fun. Always a pleasure. I'm glad that we were able to figure out some version of doing, I guess, a tiny wand off, right? You mm-hmm. know, because we only did the three. So the season kind of ended up being a tiny wand off season, mm-hmm. but it was a lot bigger than we thought it would be. And that's great. Yeah.
Josh, I also, over the weekend, I got to watch a holiday film. I watched The Princess Switch 3. Have you ever heard of these films?
I had never once heard of The Princess Switch before. And
one
like everybody's. I had never heard of The Princess Switch before. And it would appear that The Princess Switch is it. And I've been left out of The Princess Switch.
Let me just tell you real quick. It stars Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens and Vanessa Hudgens. Yes.
It's sort of like...
Now there are three of them.
Yeah. On Curb Your Enthusiasm this week, Bill Hader played Igor, Timur, and Gregor.
Oh.
It's kind of like the same thing.
Same idea.
There are three Bill Haders.
Yeah. So, check that out on Nothing But Netflix. My co-host Chappelle and I had Kirsten McInnes join us for talking about The Princess Switch 3.
Wow.
Yeah, not to mention back on 90 Day Fiancé with Puya, plus, the off-season long, We're Not Going to Stop with the News AF and Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, plus plenty of other Survivor content that we're going to bring your way. And then, Josh, The Amazing Race is back in January.
Soon, right? Is that the first week of January?
January 5th.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so exciting.
So
that's really fun. That's great. That's going to be a good show to watch in these times.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a wild season. So be sure to check that out. Plus, we'll have Amazing Race draft coming up soon. So don't go anywhere. RobIsAtWebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. And this is the Merry Micro Wand Off Medley.
Monty Hall predicts his folly.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
But Deshaun is saved by golly.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
Xander Candy, just give me something tasty to chew, like stew. Please don't feed me grilled cheese, Xander Candy, potatoes, carrots, onions, warm broth.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
Oh, the heather edit was frightful, and her fire was feeling spiteful, and even though her string did go, it's too slow, it's too slow, it's too slow.
Wah, 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 Wanda.
Mark Burnett just crowned a queen. Erica has won some green. Pizza served and Jeff Probst smiled. Now Ricard can meet his child.
It's a Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.